This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 27, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The Obamas spent the holiday weekend at the Camp David Presidential Retreat in Maryland. Can you guess the rest of this story? Yep. This time it was three general aviation pilots who violated the restricted airspace that expands whenever the president's in town. FAA's Laura Brown says all three pilots got their own personal F-15 air shows, were forced to land for interrogation by the feds, and could face enforcement actions. There's really no upside to busting a TFR, especially P-40, aside from maybe providing the jet jocks a spontaneous daytime drill. Don't expect your interrogators to be grateful. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the mid-air breakup of a Baking Deuce home-built over Ramona, California, on Saturday, May 9th, in which two occupants of the aircraft were killed. Incredibly, the trail seems to be leading to a case of a hit-and-run by a second plane. The Deuce lost a 5-foot section of its right wing and spiraled to the ground. A witness who saw the accident from a high vantage point reported two aircraft in close proximity flying at different speeds, followed by the collision. She didn't see where the second plane, described only as being primarily white in color and faster, went after that mid-air contact. A poster on the Baking Deuce forum says he's been asked by the FAA to look at photos of the severed wing, which appear to show white paint smears in places where they don't belong. We'll follow this one and keep you posted. The NTSB has issued a preliminary factual report on the Saturday, May 16th accident in which a Pitts Model 12 biplane came down on top of a high-wing Cessna 172 while both planes were landing on the same runway in Burlington, Washington. Investigators say the Cessna pilot, who was operating an air taxi, reported seeing the Pitts make a low high-speed pass over the runway, then pull up steeply and head for the downwind. The Cessna pilot says his radio calls to the Pitts pilot were unanswered, and because he was unable to determine whether the Pitts pilot had visual contact, he continued calling out his position on each leg of the pattern. The 172 was apparently already down on the runway and slowing when the Pitts came down on its left wing. The air taxi pilot was treated for minor injuries. His lone passenger and both occupants of the Pitts were unhurt. Both planes, though, were extensively damaged. I'm going to take a wild guess that right now a handheld radio is looking like a great value. Not so many years ago, the general public's image of propeller aircraft as puddle jumpers appeared to be pushing the turboprops out at the regionals. Well, now, volatile fuel prices and slimmer operating margins have the regionals not only committing to their existing turboprop fleets, but considering stretched versions with up to 100 seats. Air Transport World reports Bombardier Commercial Aircraft VP Rod Williams last week told the Regional Airline Association's conference in Salt Lake City, quote, "There's been substantial interest in a Q400X, but we're not there yet. There's not a formal product program," unquote. John Moore, head of North American sales for ATR, has said building a turboprop airliner with 90 or 100 seats would require new airframe and power plant options. Quote, "There is a market potential for a larger aircraft. The potential market could raise interest among other engine manufacturers," unquote. Chuck Nugent, the general manager of GE's CF-34 engine program, confirms that his company is aware of the possibilities and paying attention, but so far no airframe or engine manufacturer has announced a formal program. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Pilot and maintenance jobs actually grew at the airlines last year. Airlines want the improvements to stop at Gatwick. And Southwest slows down on plans for Canada. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Dr. Rebecca Poole, Director of Research at Yale University's Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity, to talk about the psychological impact of airline fares based on passenger weight. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.